It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Memorial Field here in Redwood Falls. We have Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Two elimination games for you tonight here on Q92. Our first game is going to feature Madison, the number three seed in the South Central Substate Playoffs, taking on McRae, the ninth seed. And then later tonight, the six seed Canby will take on the four seed Montevideo. And it's a warm Tuesday evening, but a really nice facility here in Redwood Falls. And the fans are coming into the Memorial Field here. And Madison has already taken their infield. McRae just wrapping up theirs. These two teams have met during the regular season, and Madison won in five innings, 10-0. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the McRae Wolverines. Otherwise, they do call themselves Raymond, the Raymond Junior Legion team. They're 4-7 on the season. And leading off for them is the center fielder, number 18, Jameson Hess. The pitcher will bat second, Jose Mendoza. Batting third and catching, Zayden Nurmi. Batting fourth and playing Nelson. Batting fifth and at shortstop, Emmett Mott. Batting sixth, Grace Schubert. Grace will be over at second base and out in right field. And batting seventh, Austin Olson. Batting eighth and playing left field, Colton Chalesky. And batting ninth and playing first base, Nolan Kleinhusen. The Raymond Junior Legion baseball teams, coached by Tyler Reed, Michael Collins, and Brendan Collins. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Raymond McRae Junior Legion team. For Madison, Madison has a record of 11 wins and 4 losses. They're leading off this afternoon, Jackson Fernals. Jackson will be over at third base. On the mound for Madison and batting second, Carter Moan. Batting third and playing shortstop, Easton Fernals. Batting fourth and at first base, Tanner Tilbury. Batting fifth and playing out in center field, Max Young. Batting sixth and catching, Bryson Danzeason. Batting seventh and playing left field, Parker Culloff. And batting eighth and out in right field for Madison, Evan Schliemann. And batting ninth and playing second base, Ryan Bierke. The coaches for Madison today is Jared Royland, assisted by Brian Fernals and Tony Smith. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. And we want to thank Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison, for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long for all the sports we do here on Q92. As I mentioned, Madison and McRae, they played back on July 12th. Madison won 10-0 in five innings. They had 9 hits in that game, and the winning pitcher was Jackson Fernals. He picked up the win there. He struck out 6 McRae batters in that game. But a big day at the plate was Carter Moan of Madison. He had 4 RBIs in the game and 2 hits. So that was beginning of July there. Let's see how these two teams got here. This is actually, I forgot to mention, this is actually an elimination game. So you lose, your season's done, you win, you'll play Friday right back here in Redwood Falls. Madison, as I mentioned, received the number 3 seed in the tournament. And a game you heard last week, last Tuesday, probably one of the best baseball games I've seen in a very long time. Madison won 1-0 over Canby in 10 innings. That was a great walk-off there by East Infernals. Great defensive plays. Morgan Toll, outstanding pitching performance for Canby. Came up a little short there. And Carter Moen did a great job for Madison as well. Then Madison played Bold in the winner's bracket last Friday, and they lost to Bold by a score of 3-0. They just couldn't get the bats going last Friday night. Yeah. See if they can do that today. And so here they are playing McRae in an elimination game. McRae started out the tournament losing to the number one seed, Granite Falls, 8-0. And then they beat Prinsburg last Friday, 5-1. So Madison and McRae here tonight. And just looking around, this is kind of a unique baseball field here in Redwood Falls. It's kind of in a pit. It's bleachers on a hill, and it's pretty cool. And the baseball field's kind of in a pit down here. And then out in left, beyond left field is the Aquatic Center, a large swimming Redwood Falls swimming pool right off 67 here in Redwood Falls. That's going to wrap up our Subway pregame show here in Redwood Falls, and we'll take a 3-4 minute break here. We'll hear a word from our fine sponsors and Subway, and we'll be back with the first pitch between Madison and Raymond Junior Legion baseball right here on Q92. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madison Family Chiropractic, Lanes Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Minnesota? Check their flyer each and every week for big savings. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jubilee Foods in Madison is your local
grocery. What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And be sure to like Jubilee Foods on Facebook.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-7777. 1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
Looking for the perfect place to stay in the Madison area this summer? Skip the ordinary and experience something better. Maine offers a comfortable, fully furnished stay with three bedrooms, one bath, and a full kitchen, giving you all the space you need. Step outside and you're right on Main Street with local shops, restaurants, and small-town charm just steps away. This short-term rental is $150 a night with a two-night minimum. Call 320-226-7165 for the best rate or visit themainemadison.com. That's themainemadison.com. The Main is right where you want to be.
All right, welcome back to Memorial Field here in Redwood Falls, Madison, and McCray Junior Legion. And right now, the ball game just underway. Carter Moan just threw his first pitch to number 18, Jameson Hess. And we are underway here in this Junior American Legion baseball playoff game. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. Moan, the pitch here to Hess, and he fouls that one off. Three balls, we got a full count. Two balls, two strikes, I guess. Two balls, two strikes to Jameson Hess, the center fielder. McCray, the visiting team, swing and a miss. Strike three, Carter Moan starts out the game with a strikeout. And there's one out. Here's Jose Mendoza, the pitcher for McCray. He'll be pitching. McCray comes in with a record of 4 wins and 7 losses. Madison has 11 wins this summer and 4 losses. Here's the first pitch to McCray's pitcher, Mendoza, and it's high for a ball. Paul Ramo here in Redwood Falls tonight. Swing and a miss for strike one. Zayden Nurmi, the catcher, on deck for McCray. We'll get to your defense here in a little bit. As Moan is in his windup and Carter's pitch, and he chops that one foul. Carter Moan got, as a sophomore, got a lot of varsity experience for Lacapaul Valley this spring. And did a fantastic, has done a fantastic job this summer for Coach Jared Royland. Here's the next pitch, and that's down low. Two balls, two strikes to Jose Mendoza. Carter Moan on the mound. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that hits him. And we've got a hits batsman, and so McCray gets a base runner with one out here in the top of the first inning. The winner will play Friday, and the loser of this game is done for the summer. Both games tonight on Q92 are elimination games. We'll have Canby and Montevideo later tonight. So Mendoza at first base. Now from the stretch, Carter. And here's Nurmi pops that one up, fouled towards the third base side. Madison is in the third base dugout, McCray in the first base dugout. Pretty good size field here in Redwood Falls. One strike to Zeta Nurmi, McCray's catcher. He swings at that pitch for strike two. So Carter Moan from the stretch, 0-2 count. Here to Nurmi, left-handed batter for McCray. Runner on first, and the pitch is just missed for a ball. It was a little low, the home plate umpire says. These two teams met back on July 12th. Madison winning 10-0 in five innings. And there's called strike three right on the outside corner. Second strikeout of the inning for Carter Moan. Carter's been our Neon Needles player of the game a few times this year as a high school ball in the summer. Here's number 13, Beckett Gustafson. And the pitch to Gustafson is outside for a ball. Beckett Gustafson, he'll be playing third base. Big kid. Runner on first is Mendoza. Swing and a miss by Gustafson. Mendoza at first base. He was hit by a pitch. Quite a few Madison people making the trip over to Redwood Falls. Sitting in front of me here in the bleachers and on lawn chairs. It's a little warm, but it's not bad, to be honest with you. Got a nice press box here. The fans are in the press box, keeping us cool. They don't have to feel sorry for me. I'm not sitting out in the sun. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Defensively for Madison, Dan Zeeson's behind the plate. Tilbury at first. Bierke at second. Fernals at short. And Fernals at third. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Three strikeouts in that inning for Carter Moan. And McCray leaves Mendoza at first base. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and Mendoza's left at first. So we'll go to the bottom of the first with Madison coming to bat here in Redwood Falls. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports. Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank,
offers like a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement, rock chip repairs, work with all insurance companies, same-day service, they come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Redwood Falls. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're at Memorial Field, and I think this is my first time at this baseball field here in Redwood Falls. Hard to believe. Might have been here a long time ago, but really nice facility. It's kind of in a bowl, something like Dawson, but a little steeper. And a lot of people here watching the game. Canby fans is coming through the gate already watching this game here. Canby and Montevideo will play each other around 7:15 tonight. Well, Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the first, no score. McCray's pitcher is Jose Mendoza, a right-hander. He's going to pitch to Jackson Fernals, then Carter Moan and Easton Fernals, the first three batters for Madison. Madison's bats kind of went silent last Friday against Bold, when Bold beat Madison 3-0. Let's see if they can get the bats going here. They're a very good hitting team. There's a swing and a miss by Jackson Fernals. McCray in their blue and green uniforms, same colors as McCray High School. Pop foul by Fernals. And Jackson is a 0-2 count, falls behind 0-2 to Mendoza. Mendoza in his windup, and here's the 0-2 pitch to Jackson Fernals. He hits one out to right field. That's going to drop in there, and it does. And the right fielder, Austin Olson, quickly gets it back in the infield. So there's your first hit of the ball game off the bat of Jackson Fernals to right field and right center field for Jackson. Here's Carter Moan. Carter's swinging a hot bat, let me tell you. Good young baseball player. He's played a lot of baseball this summer. And a pitch to Carter, and off on the pitch, a stolen base there for Jackson. He's down to second base now. Coach Jared Royland likes to run the bases. He's very aggressive on the bases. Here's the pitch to Carter, and it's high. Goes back to the backstop. Jackson Fernall's on his way to third base on the wild pitch. Jackson talking with Coach Jared Royland. Tony Smith is the first base coach because Brian Fernals, he broke his foot on Saturday up at the lake. So Brian's in a boot and crutches sitting in the dugout. Swing and foul back by Carter Moan. So Tony Smith is coaching first base. Talked to Brian this morning, and he broke his foot up at the lake last Saturday night. Fernals Jackson at first base, and a swing and foul back by Carter. Two balls, two strikes to Carter Moan. Carter, of course, scored that winning run against Canby, that 1-0 win on the walk-off hit by Easton Fernals. Carter scored all the way from first base for the exciting slide at the plate. Here's a shot over the head of the second baseman. That's going to score Jackson Fernals. Madison gets on the board first. Just a solid hit right over the second baseman's head, Grayson Schubert. And an RBI single for Carter Moan. And Madison leads 1-0. Got a courtesy runner here for the pitcher, Carter Moan. I told you, Carter's been swinging a hot bat. Heineke, I think, is running over at first base. Here's number 2, Easton Fernals. 1-0 Madison. Mendoza's pitch to Fernals is right down the middle for strike one. So RBI single by Carter Moan, scoring Jackson Fernals. Jackson got a base hit to get on first base, stole second, and went to third on a wild pitch. Here's one strike to number 2, Easton Fernals. He squares on the bunt, no good. There goes the runner down to second, the throw not in time. And the courtesy runner there is Heineke, I believe. He's on second base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Madison batting, Easton at the plate, Fernals. And the pitch is high for a ball. Easton loves baseball, loves the game of baseball. Brother Caden, manager of the senior Legion team in Madison, played town ball, pitch inside to Easton. 2-2 count. Easton had that walk-off in the 10th inning against Canby to right field. Swing and fall back. Easton just got a piece of it. Defensively for McCray, Nurmi's behind the plate. Kleinhusen at first. Schubert at second. Mock playing short. Gustafson at third. That's your infield for McCray. Selesky out in left. Hess in center. And Olsen in right. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High for ball three to Easton. Heineke's at second base, running in place of Carter Moan, who had an RBI single here in the bottom of the first. Madison leading 1-0. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul back. Full count to Easton Fernals. A lot of McCray fans bringing their lawn chairs. They're sitting down by the up on the hill here, down the first, by the first base side. Madison and the third base side of the hill here. That's where the press box is located, between home plate and third base dugout. Here's the full count pitch. Big pitch, ball four. Good at bat there for Easton. And so Madison with runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the first. And here's Tanner Tilbury, the first baseman. He looks down at Coach Jared Royland. Jared flashing the signs. Hot and heavy there at third base coaching box. Runners with their lead. McCray's not holding them on. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fall back for strike one to number 12, Tanner Tilbury. Tanner, can't wait to see Tanner in a basketball uniform this winter. He had a tremendous basketball season for Lockapaw Valley. I believe he's a sophomore. He's at the plate right now for Madison. Mendoza's pitch, that's down low for a ball. 1-1 to Tanner. Heineke at second base. Fernals at first after drawing the walk. Madison does have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Mendoza's pitch, and that is a ball. That was close. Two balls and one strike. Not bad temperature-wise here in the press box here in Redwood Falls tonight. Got a couple fans blowing here. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Mendoza. 2-2 count to Tilbury. Max Young waiting his turn on deck for Madison. First baseman is in, and a pitch outside for a ball to Tilbury. Mendoza, Jose Mendoza, the right-handed pitcher for the McCray Junior Legion team. Here comes a full count pitch with runners on first and second, nobody out. Here it is. And there's a shot to left field. That's going to go in there. Heineke's being sent home. And here comes Fernals to third base. And an RBI single to left field by Tanner Tilbury. And Heineke scores from second base. Fernals goes from first to third on the hit by Tilbury. Nobody out. And the score, 2-0. Madison, here in the bottom of the first. Max Young, the center fielder, batting for Madison. Now the home plate umpire calling timeout. Oh, we got a balk, I think. We got a balk by Mendoza. So that's going to send in Fernals from home plate. And Tilbury go down to second. Did not see what happened there, but the home plate umpire called a balk right away on Mendoza. So now it's 3-0, Madison leading McCray here in the bottom of the first. And a runner on second is Tilbury. The batter is number 11, Max Young. Pitches in the dirt from Mendoza. Carter Moan started it off here. Jackson Fernals, the leadoff batter, started it off. Here's the pitch. Gets by the catcher and the runner. Tilbury goes to third base. So nothing going right here for McCray in the first inning. Tilbury at third. Max Young, the batter for Madison. They have a 3-0 lead on McCray. Runner on third for Madison. Here's the pitch to Max Young, and that's down low for a ball. 3-0 count to Max. Max had a tremendous catch on Friday night in Bold out in the outfield. Saved a couple runs. Next pitch, fastball for strike one by Mendoza. Infield for McCray is pretty much almost on the grass. Not playing deep at all. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Max took a big cut there. Got a full count to Max Young. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. The fourth batter, or fifth batter for Madison. They've scored 3 runs. Here's the pitch. And that's ball 4. Second walk of the inning for Mendoza. Runners on the corners for Madison. And now here's Bryson Danzeason. And I'm sure Max will be sent here on the pitch. 3-0 Madison. McCray just trying to get an out here. Danzeason at the plate. Throw over to first. And Max Young gets back. Well, we had an RBI by Moan, an RBI by Tilbury, and a balk. Here's the pitch. Down low, and there goes the runner to second, Max Young, with a stolen base. So now Madison has runners in scoring position, second and third, with nobody out, and number 9, the catcher, Bryson Danzeason, at the plate. Mendoza's pitch, and that's down low for a ball. 2-0 count. The Aquatic Center's beyond the left field fence here in Red Falls, and I'm sure that's pretty busy today. Here's the next pitch, and it's a strike. 2-1 to Bryson. Parker Cullough waiting his turn on deck for Madison. Mendoza from the stretch looks at his runners on second and third, and the pitch, ground ball to the first baseman, and it's fielded there by Kleinhusen. Steps on the bag, but coming in to score is Tilbury. So McCray does get an out. Ground ball right off the bat of Danzeason, right to the first baseman, Nolan Kleinhusen. He picks it up, steps on the bag, and that scores Tilbury, and Max Young goes from second to third. Now it's 4-0, Madison. One out. Here's the Parker Cullough, number 7 batter, number 29, and left fielder, Parker Cullough. Here's the pitch, and that's inside to Parker. Parker also had a tremendous diving catch against Bold on Friday? And if he wouldn't have caught that diving catch, that would have scored 2 runs. That actually ended the inning on a great catch by Parker. 2-0 to Parker Cullough with a runner on third base. That's Max Young. Now time called, and Coach Reed runs out of the dugout to talk to his pitcher, Mendoza. And as he does that, we're going to talk a little bit about the Region 3C Amateur Baseball Tournament will begin this Saturday. You want to be in Dawson at Nelson Field this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be a lot of amateur baseball playoff games happening. And on Sunday, we'll probably be broadcasting the Madison Mallards, 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Madison will take on the winner of Rosen and Appleton. Rosen and Appleton will play on Saturday at 4:30 in Dawson. Okay, Coach Reed back in the dugout. Just a quick visit to the mound. 1 out, bottom of the first. Madison has a 4-0 lead, and Parker Cullough at the plate with a runner on third. Pitching the dirt, all 4. So third walk of the inning for Mendoza. And here's number 15, Evan Schliemann, the right fielder for Madison. Evan Schliemann at the plate, left-handed batter, has runners on the corners. Coach Jared Roiland. Jared's working the signals hard, man. He's constantly giving signals out there. Culliff at first there. He goes off on the pitch, and the pitch is the ball, and Culliff steals second base. Schliemann at the plate. Number 8 batter in the batting order. Got Young at third, Culliff at second, and one out. Schliemann batting the pitch. That's down low for ball two. 2-0 to Evan Schliemann. More and more people coming into the Memorial Field here in Redwood Falls. Mendoza delivers, and that's a strike to Schliemann. One out. Paul Ramo here in Redwood Falls tonight for Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Jose Mendoza's 2-1 pitch, and that's outside for ball three to Schliemann. On deck is the number 9 batter, Ryan Bjerke. Big pitch here for Mendoza. And a ground ball up the middle, base hit. This could score two, and it does. A 2-RBI single for Evan Schliemann. Right out of the reach of the second baseman. And that scores Max Young from third and Parker Culliff from second. And it's 6-0 Madison on a 2-RBI single by Schliemann. Kind of just hit it over the head of Mendoza, the pitcher. The second baseman got there. Oh, the pitch is in the dirt. Schliemann's going down to second, and oh, that was close, but he's safe. The ball didn't get far from the catcher, Nurmi, and Schliemann decided to chance it and take down the second, and Nurmi threw a good throw down there. It was close, but Schliemann slid under the tag. So Schliemann at second base. Mendoza's pitch, swung on and fall back by Bjerke, Ryan Bjerke. Batting in number 9 spot. Just one out. That out was a ground ball by Dan Zeeson to the first baseman, Kleinhusen. Here's the pitch to Bjerke. It's a high fly ball right field. The right field, it's going to go over his head. And it's still rolling to the fence. And Schliemann's rounding third. He's going to score easy. Bjerke's on his way to third. Here's a throw to third, and he is safe. That was close. Bjerke with an RBI triple. An RBI triple for Ryan Bjerke. It was well hit, well over the head of the right fielder from McCray, Austin Olsen. Culliff scored, or Schliemann scored easily. And Bjerke, he gets a triple. And here's the top of the order in Jackson Fernals. He batted this inning, and he got a base hit to right field. That's a pretty good relay from right field. And Schliemann slid in the third. It was fairly close. Oh, look out. Did that hit him? I think it did. Oh, no, the ball gets by the catcher, and the run's going to score. It did not hit him. And so Bjerke comes in to score. Everybody has scored for Madison here in the first inning except Dan Zeeson, who grounded out the first. So a wild pitch, and Bjerke scores the 8th run of the inning for Madison. Nobody on base now, and Jackson Fernall's batting. Takes the pitch, 1-1. We saw an inning like this, what was it, 2 weeks ago. Jackson Fernall's batting for Madison. And the pitch, ooh, just missed inside. See how many hits. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits so far in the inning. Swing and a miss by Jackson. Nope. and they got as a strikeout. So Mendoza strikes out Jackson Fernals for the second out. That brings up Carter Moen. 8-0 Madison here in the first inning. Madison beat McRae 10-0 in 5 on July 12th. Here's Carter Moen, an RBI single to right center field. And in this inning, the pitch from Mendoza is a strike. Coming up next after this game, you know, we'll get Mendoza's pitch here to Carter. Pops it up, foul beyond the first base dugout. We'll have Camby and Mineota, or Camby and Montevideo, excuse me. Montevideo is the 4th seed. Camby the 6th seed. Should be a good ball game. Dwayne Cockleman will be joining me on the broadcast for that game. Here's the pitch to Carter. Swung that at it and fouls it off. 0-2 count to Carter Moen. 2 outs here in the bottom of the first. Mendoza in his windup in the pitch. Inside, almost hit him. You lose this game, and you pack it up for the summer. You win, you'll play Friday right back here in Redwood Falls. Pitch is high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We got a lot of baseball yet to be played. A lot of baseball games on Q92 here next week or so. Here's a pitch. Swung on and fell back to the concession stand. Beautiful day here in Redwood Falls. Glad you're with us on Q92. Also listening online on KOQPFM.com. Ground ball, a short hole. The shortstop can't field it. Goes right by him. Get a hit there. Didn't touch it. So we'll give him a hit. Carter Moen. It's a board. Easton Fernals batting. And a courtesy runner is Heineke. Heineke running for Carter. So here's number 2 batting, Easton Fernals. Throw over to first, and Heineke gets back. Paul Ramel here in Redwood Falls today. Number 2, Easton Fernals batting. Pitch in the dirt. Easton looks down to Coach Royland. 8 runs scored in this inning for Madison here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Right field, the second baseman. This might drop in there. Nobody's there, and it does drop in there. Coming around the second, going to third base is Heineke. And a base hit there for Fernals. Just a pop-up. The shallow right field, the first baseman backing up. The second baseman went over. The right fielder coming in and dropped between them. Tanner Tilbury at the plate. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch, and there's no throw. And Fernals will steal second base. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Madison putting up some runs here. Runners on second and third. Good opportunity for Tilbury. Pitches high for ball. Tilbury at the plate for Madison. He got an RBI single to left center field in this inning. Next pitch is ball 2 to Danner. 7 hits for Madison in this inning. They have runners on second and third. McRae just trying to get this last out here. Swing and a miss by Tanner. Trying to get in the dugout and stop the bleeding here. Tough inning for McRae. 2-2 count, 2 outs, 2 on. Pitch inside for ball 3 to Tanner. So now we got a full count with 2 outs and 2 runners on base. Heineke at third. Cardinals at second base. Mendoza, the pitcher for McCray. Full count pitch. Down low for ball four. Bases are loaded. Going to take me a while to do the stats in the first inning here. My scoreboard book starting to look like a coloring book, actually. This is the time called. Mendoza drops his glove, and Coach Reed comes out there. He might be making a pitching change with two outs here, and he is. So we have a pitching change for McCray. So we're going to take a commercial break as number 11 comes in relief. And we'll take a break. Madison leading 8-0. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion. From work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties, we've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
All right, Paul Amo back here at Memorial Field in Redwood Falls. Junior American Legion Baseball playoffs elimination game. What a first inning for Madison. They put up 8 runs on 7 hits so far. And they batted around the batting order. This is the 14th batter to bat here for Madison in the first inning. Max Young is at the plate. Bases are loaded for Madison. We got a new pitcher. It's Beckett Gustafson. Gustafson moves in from third base. We'll get to the other changes here for McCray. They're just trying to get this last out. There's two outs. And number 11, Max Young batting. Pitches high from Gustafson. Gustafson was playing third base, as I mentioned. Kleinhusen went from first to third. The shortstop went from short to first. And Mendoza went from pitching mound to shortstop. Here's the pitch, and swing and a miss by Max Young. Mendoza must have reached the pitch count. That's why he had to be pulled there, I'm guessing. Runners are full for Madison. One swing in the back by Max Young can really open this up bigger. Madison leading 8-0. Now it's two balls, one strike. To number 11, Max Young. Gustafson from the stretch. And it's a fly ball deep center field. This is way back there, way back there. Goes over the center fielder's head. And he's going to clear the bases. A bases loaded double. Clearing base double by Max Young. Well hit over the center fielder's fence. 3 RBI double by Max Young. My goodness. Timely hit there. That was well hit. There's center fielder, he got on his horse right away, but Max hit it well over his head. and Madison, I think it's 11. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to nothing. And here's number 9, Bryson Danzeason. What a big hit by Max Young with the bases loaded. My goodness. I have to write my notes here. Got that down for the Wild Ottawa's play of the game so far. And we're in the first inning. Danzeason. He recorded the out, first out, by grounding out to the first baseman. Max Young at second base. He's standing next to the shortstop. That's how big a lead he has. And a pitch to Danzeason is outside. Two balls, one strike to Bryson. Parker Culliff might get a chance to bat here. There's two outs. The new pitcher, Beckett Gustafson. The pitch. Ground ball hit the first base, and the first baseman's mock fields it, and the bleeding has stopped. Three outs. Wow. I haven't seen an inning like that in a long, long time. You know what? I'm just going to take a commercial break. When I come back, I'll give you the stats in that first inning. But I know, Madison leads 11 to nothing. We'll be right back.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage. Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Memorial Field in Redwood Falls. Here's the score. Madison 11, McCray nothing. It's McCray's batting in the top of the second inning. That's right, you heard right, 11 nothing. 11 runs in the bottom of the first for Madison on 8 hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. So here's McCray batting in the top of the second inning. It's number 5 batter, the first baseman now, Emmett Mock. Carter Mullen in his windup and the pitch, and he hits a high fly ball. The shortstop Fernals in the grass, shallow left, makes the catch, and there's one out. Here's Grayson Schubert. Grayson Schubert batting for the McCray Junior Legion team. 4 wins, 7 losses. Number 14 at the plate. Elimination game here tonight. And there's a strike thrown by Carter. Next round is Friday, right back here in Redwood Falls. Next pitch down low. All right, Region 3C Amateur Baseball Tournament starts Saturday in Dawson. And swing and a miss. Big cut there by Schubert. Carter in his windup in the pitch, swung on and fall back. Hit the top of the concession stand. Good number of people here tonight, here in Redwood Falls. Next pitch. Oh, it hits him. Hits batsman. That's the second hits batsman there. I believe Mendoza was hit by a pitch in the first inning. So McCray with their runner on first base. Here's a right fielder, number three, Austin Olsen. One out. Austin Olsen at the plate. From the stretch now, Carter Mullen, and Olsen hits it, rips it out the left field, down the line, and it's fair. And going into third base, here's the throw. He's going to be caught in the hot box here. Schubert going to tag him out at second. Schubert rounded third, trying to go to third, or rounded second, trying to go to third. And the throw from Parker Culliff was a dandy into third base with Jackson Fernholz, and then Schubert stopped and tried to get back to second base, and they threw him out. So Austin Olsen gets a base hit to left field, went right down the left field line. Parker Culliff chased it down, and he threw a bullet to third base. As Schubert rounded second, and then he realized he was going to be thrown out by 20 feet maybe. So he stopped and tried to get back to second, and the third baseman, Jackson Fernholz, threw to Birky at second to get him. Colton Chileski, the left fielder batting, just fouled one off for strike one. One ball, one strike. There's two outs now here in the top of the second. Madison leading 11 to nothing. And the pitch is a strike. Nice pitch by Carter Moen. Left Camby and Montevideo up next after this game here. Probably take a 45-minute break between games. And that should be a good one, Camby and Montevideo. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on. Here's the pitch to Schleski, and that's high for ball three. We've got a full count to the left fielder, Colton Schleski. Runner takes his lead at first, full count pitch in the dirt. And it gets by Dan Zeeson, but the Olsen will stay at second base. So walk. So McCray with runners on first and second. Two outs. Here's a number nine batter, Nolan Kleinhusen, who's at third base now. He started at first. Number 38 steps into the batter's box. Carter Moen the pitch in the dirt for a ball. Runners on first and second have their lead. They're not holding them on. Here's the pitch from Carter, and he swings at that one and misses. Kleinhusen, one ball, one strike. Carter, I think last week, and here's the pitch, foul off. Can't remember the amount, but it was the first inning, I think he only threw seven pitches. The next inning, he threw nine pitches. And that's what you want to do with the pitch count. One ball, two strikes to Kleinhusen, the number nine batter for McCray. And he hits that one down the right field line. That's going out of play. I got the bracket for the state junior or state senior legion tournament. The bracket was released today. Of course, Parker's Prairie defeated Montevideo twice on Sunday to make it to the state the senior legion tournament. And it's called strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game there for Carter Moen. So that'll end the inning for McCray. No runs on one hit. No errors, and they leave two on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the second. Madison coming to bat, and they lead 11 to nothing. We'll be right back.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320
269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfslager Concrete.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to Redwood Falls Memorial Field. And Madison leading McCray in Junior American Legion Baseball playoffs 11-0. As Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. That's right, Madison scored 11 runs on 8 hits in the first inning. All right, so 7, 8, 9 batters, Parker Culloff, Evan Schliemann, Ryan Bierke. First three batters to face Beckett Gustafson in relief of his starting pitcher Mendoza. And the first pitch there to Parker is down low for a ball. I should have mentioned in the winner's bracket, we'll get this pitch here, and a swing and a miss by Parker. In the winner's bracket here in the South Central Substate, a game being played in Granite Falls. That game's just starting here at 6 o'clock. Number 1 seed Granite Falls taking on the number 2 seed Bold. And here's a pitch, and it's a strike to Parker. 1-2. That should be a good game between Granite Falls and Bold, the 1-2 seeds. We'll get you, when we get updates on that game, we'll pass along. Gustafson's pitch. Here's a shot to right field. Base hit for Parker. Solid hit. Evan Schliemann. Yeah, Bold, when Bold beat Madison the other night, 3-0, they ran into one heck of a pitcher for Bold, and silenced the Madison's bats there. But the bats came alive here in the first inning, that's for sure, against McCray. Here's Evan Schliemann. He had a 2-RBI single in the first inning for Madison. Everyone came around to score except Dan Zeeson in that first inning. Dan Zeeson actually grounded out to the first baseman, and he had the two outs. Here's a pitch, and that's a strike. The left-handed batter, Evan Schliemann. Culloff had first base. Madison with 11-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Of course, 10-run rule is in effect here in the playoffs. Ooh, Schliemann swung at that one. It was way outside. He kind of let up on the swing. You knew he shouldn't have swung at it, but he followed through anyway. Two strikes. Gustafson, Beckett checks the runner at first. Oh, what a lead over there by Culloff. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt, gets by the catcher, and Culloff's down to second base. Catcher is Nurmi. Oh, you're down 11-0 in the first inning. And it takes the wind out of your... Oh, here's the... Oh, look at the lead. Parker has that second. He's about at the shortstop. Here's the pitch, and that's a ball, I believe. I think we got a full count, and we do. Full count to Evan Schliemann with a runner on second. Evan, a strong kid. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. I think that's the first strikeout for Gustafson. And there's one out. Brings up the number 9 batter, Ryan Bierke, with Parker at second base. Bierke had an RBI to right center field. And here's the pitch. He hits that one out the middle. That might go in the gap. It does, between the right fielder and center fielder. And here comes Parker Culliff to score. Bierke slides into second base safely. An RBI double by Ryan Bierke. Well hit by Bierke, right center field. And that scored Parker Culliff for the 12th run of the game for Madison here in the bottom of the second inning. 12-0 Madison. Bierke at second base. Here's the top of the order for Madison, Jackson Fernholz. The pitch from Gustafson is strike one to Jackson. See what Jackson did in the first inning. Well, he batted twice, got a base hit, came around to score, and then he struck out. 12-0. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the short. Oh, right under the third baseman's glove. And stopping at third is Bierke. Look at the air there. And runners on the corners now for Madison. Here's number four. Here's number four batting for Madison, Carter Moen. Swing and foul back. Carter had an RBI single in the first inning. He actually batted twice. He was 1-for-1 in the first inning. He came around to score twice with an RBI. So that was a big inning for Carter Moen. I think Madison had 14 batters bat in that first inning. Have runners on the corners here. And Carter hits the ball, left field, base hit. That's going to score another run. Ryan Bierke comes in to score. And Carter picks up another RBI for Madison. Hits it out to left field. And Fernholz stops at second. Here's number two batting, Easton Fernholz. 13-0 now. Madison leading. And Heineke will courtesy run there for Moen again. Easton Fernholz steps into the batter's box for Madison. 13-0. Madison leading McCray here in the second inning. Gustafson's pitch. And that's outside for a ball. Well, it's kind of overcast, guys. The sun pops in and out once in a while, but it's not too bad. I'm in the press box here. Got a couple fans keeping us cool here in the press box. Pitches down in the dirt for a ball. Dwayne Cockerman will be helping me broadcast the Canby and Montevideo game after this game here. Not quite sure. We're scheduled to start at 7 o'clock, but probably going to be a little later than that. Next pitch in the dirt, and the runners will advance. Fernholz the third, and Heineke the second. So, Easton Fernholz can pick up a couple RBIs here with a possible base hit. Gustafson from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike. To Easton. Easton was sure excited after he hit that walk-off against Canby last week. That 1-0 win. And he reaches for that one. Hits it. Wow. Left center field in the gap. That scores two more runs. And Fernholz stands up with a stand-up double, two RBI double for Easton Fernholz, the left center field, scoring Fernholz and Heineke. Two RBI double for Easton Fernholz. And it's 15-0, Madison. Here's Tanner Tilbury. Tanner? The pitch from Gustafson. And he hits one foul. Oh, right by Coach Jared Royland. That was a weak attempt there by Coach Royland. Should have put his hand out and snagged that one. I think the people in the dugout are ripping Coach Royland for that. Here's the pitch to Tilbury. It's high and inside for a ball. So we got Fernald at second base. There's just one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Tanner Tilbury batting for Madison. And the score is 15-0. Gustafson's pitch, and that's in the dirt. Paul Ramo here in Redwood Falls tonight. We'll start covering Region 3C amateur baseball playoffs this weekend in Dawson. That's going to be quite the tournament. Got a lot of good teams. I believe they take the top two to the state amateur baseball tournament. Three balls, one strike to Tanner Tilbury. I believe Dawson is the host this weekend. The next weekend, there's a couple places that will host. And the final weekend, to go to state, swing and a miss. Oh, he got a piece of it, pulled it off, Tilbury did. I believe the final weekend for Region 3C is in Rosen to see who goes to the state tournament. State tournament junior Legion ball will be held in Parker's Prairie next week. Here's the full count pitch to number 12, Tanner Tilbury. And he chops it foul towards Cornell. Coach Royland bare hands that one. Just one out here in the bottom of the second. Madison scored 11 runs in the first and four here in the second. And they have Fernals at second base. Full count pitch to Tilbury. Swing and fall back. Tanner's hanging tough here. Of course, the 10-run rule is in effect. Kind of a quiet crowd here in front of me tonight. The game 15-0. Gustafson's pitch. There's a ground ball foul again by Coach Royland. Tanner's really getting around on it early. All right, Tanner. Just want to... Tomorrow I'll be at the Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo broadcasting in the afternoon. Looking forward to that. Chippewa County Fair starts tomorrow. Gates open at 4 o'clock. Pitch down in the dirt. A walk. So Madison runners on first and second. Here's Max Young. Max, of course, in that first inning. Had a walk, came around to score, and then the big hit, three RBI double, he cleared the bases in that first inning to really open it up. Here's the pitch from Gustafson with runner on first and second, and that's a ball. Max Young, that was quite, he hit that one deep center field. Well hit ball. It's a big ball. Big ball field here in Redwood Falls. Next pitch, he hits that one high in the air. The center fielder, Hess, looks like he's underneath of it and makes the catch. And there's two outs. So Max Young flies out to Jamison Hess in center field. Out number two, here's Bryson Danzeason. Bryson, he's due. He needs a hit. I think everyone's got a hit, except Bryson, I think. Check my book. He chops that one foul for strike one. Yes, everyone has a hit except Bryson. Just checking my scorebook here. So Bryson gets a base hit. That means all Madison ballplayers have had a hit in the game, and we're in the second inning. Here's the pitch, and that's in the dirt. It's by the catcher. Ooh, the runner's going to stay. Runners on first and second. Fernald's at second. Tilbury at first. Number nine at the plate, Bryson Danzeason. Bryson, in that first inning, grounded out to the first baseman twice. He counted two of the three outs, and swing and a miss. For strike two. So let's see what Gustafson can do here. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on for Madison. Gustafson trying to get out of the inning. Remember, this is the ninth batter to bat again here for Madison in this inning. Here's the pitch.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in
Cole
part by
Boris Cronin. Three by the home plate umpire, and that will end the inning. So four more runs for Madison on one, two, three, four hits, one error, and they leave two on base. We're going to go to the top of the third here in Redwood Falls. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball. Madison leading McCray 15-0. We'll be right back.
Servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow.
Welcome back, everybody, to Redwood Falls at the Memorial Field here for Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. The score, Madison 15, McCray nothing, and we're going to the top of the third inning. Madison has 11 runs on 12 hits. 11 runs on 12 hits so far in the game. All right. Carter Moen continuing on the mound, the tall right-hander. And he's facing McCray's top of the order. Here's a pitch, a little blooper in front of home plate. And Carter jumps off the mound, throws him out at first. Well, that was Jamison Hess, the center fielder, just swung at him. Just a little bloop pop-up between home plate and first, or pitcher's mound, I should say. And Carter throws him out for one out. Here's Mendoza, who's at shortstop now. He was the starting pitcher for McCray. He swings at that one, falls it back. Quite a few Camby and Montevideo people starting to file in here at Memorial Field here in Redwood Falls. That's game two. Carter's pitch, ground ball, fouled on the third base side. Madison, really 12 hits through two innings. Well, in the Subway pregame show, as I said, let's see if Madison can get the bat swing, because they were not hitting the ball well against Bold. Very good pitcher for Bold. Pitches high to Mendoza. 2-2 count to Jose Mendoza. Wind up in the pitch by Carter. Ground ball. Fernals at short. He's got to wait for it. Strong throw to first, and they get him. Nice play by Easton Fernals at short. 6-3 put out, two outs. Paul Ramo here in Redwood Falls tonight. See Coach Epema from Montevideo just walk through the gates. Two outs, 15-0 Madison. Here's number 30 batting. Oh, we got a new batter here. Let's see who this is. Tyler Vanderite batting. First at bat. Takes kind of a half swing for strike one. His first at bat here, he's batting for Nurmi, the catcher. And pitch down low. Not a big strike zone there. On Tyler. Carter Moen. Taking his time here. One ball, one strike. There's two outs here in the top of the third. Madison with a 15-0 lead. Here's the pitch, and that's down low. I believe two balls and one strike to Tyler Vanderite. Next pitch, way high. That pitch got away from Carter. Three balls, one strike. Nobody on bases. Nobody on base for McCray. Here's a swing and a miss. Boy, Tyler took a big cut at that one. Now he's got a full count. Full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fifth strikeout of the game for Carter Moen. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for McCray. We're going to go to the bottom of the third. Madison coming to bat. They lead 15-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Welcome back to Redwood Falls. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Madison leading McCray 15-0 as Madison's going to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. McCray's pitcher, Beckett Gustafson, in relief. Just finishing up his warm-up pitches here. Yeah, I mentioned Chippewa County Fair starts tomorrow afternoon. The gates open at 4 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting live from the Chippewa County Fair tomorrow afternoon, between 4 and 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to that. Really had a great time at the Yellow Medicine County Fair last week in Canby. Great crowds in Canby last week at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. Thanks to everybody that stopped by the Q92 booth to visit. All right, Gustafson, start the bottom of the third inning. Parker Cullis swings at it and falls it back for strike one. Madison 15 runs on 12 hits in the first two innings. Gustafson, they use the pitch, and a chopper foul off the plate. Gustafson started at third base, and then Mendoza was taken out because of the pitch count. Mendoza's at short now. Oh, wait, we got Mendoza's not at short. We have Vanderite at shortstop. Here's a chopper to the first base side. First baseman feels it. The pitcher gets over there, and they get to get him. Oh, and there's a big collision. The second baseman runs right into Parker Cullis as Parker crossed first base. Now, and rolled Parker. He's all right. So one out. 1-3. And here's Evan Schliemann. Yeah, Parker hit that to the right side of the field. The first baseman came in, field it, and turn around, toss it to the pitcher. Here's a ground ball to the right side. First baseman fields it himself, and he beats Schleiman to the bag for the second out. The first baseman, Mock, he's busy over there this inning. So two quick outs here in the bottom of the third for Madison. Here's number five, the number nine batter for Madison, Ryan Bierke. He's come around to score. He's had an RBI, both at-bats. An RBI double to right field in the first inning and an RBI double to center in the second inning. Right now he has nobody on base. Here's the pitch to Bierke. And that's outside for a ball. Two outs. Of course, the 10-run rule is in effect. Play through five innings. Gustafson in his windup and the pitch to Bierke. And did he go around? I think that was a strike, wasn't it? Yep, it was a strike to Bierke. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Paul Ramo here in a press box with a couple fans going, keeping us cool. Ground ball hit the short, and this is Vanderwijk. No, he can't field it. Well, he does field it, but just a slow dribbler to short. So a base hit there to Bierke. It was just a short dribbler. The shortstop was playing so far back, he had to come up and kind of died in the grass there. And of course, Bierke can run. And there was no throw to first. So here's the top of the order in Jackson Fernals. Home plate umpire wants somebody to grab Madison's bat there. Are they on deck circle? Now they do. And number six, Jackson Fernals at the plate. Let's see what Jackson's done. Gustafson is wind up and the pitch. And it's high and inside, gets by the catcher. And Bierke will trot down to second base. Jackson has first inning, he batted twice, got a base hit, came around to score, and then he struck out his second time at bat in the first inning, and he reached on an error in the second. 15-0 if you're just tuning in, Madison leading McCray, Jr., American Legion Baseball Playoffs. There's a base hit right over the third base bag. That goes in the corner. Dirk is going to score easy. And Jackson goes in with a stand-up double. A stand-up double RBI, scoring Bierke easily from second base, and it's 16-0, Madison. And it brings up number four, Carter Moen, the pitcher. Carter has batted three times. This will be his fourth at-bat. Has two RBIs. He's 3-for-3, and he's coming on to score three times in the game. Actually, a courtesy runner has scored for him, but he's 3-for-3 on the day. Heineke has been courtesying, been running for Carter. So Jackson Fernals on second base with his RBI double, and here's a rip down the third baseline, and it's just foul. Wow, that was close. That wasn't fouled by much down the third, right over the third base bag. As I said in the Subway pregame show, Carter is swinging a hot bat this summer. Very good ball player. Gustafson's pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher. Two outs, and we're in the bottom of the third. Number four at the plate, Carter Moen. Two balls and one strike to Carter. The pitch. He gets by the catcher, and Jackson's just going to stay with the score 16-0. Jackson's just staying at second base, not advancing. After the game, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show. Name a Neon Needles player of the game and a WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat play of the game. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and a rip down the third baseline, and Fernals is going to be held up. Coach Royland holding up Fernals at third base. Base hit, Carter Moen, 4-for-4 on the day. Here's number two, Easton Fernals. Jackson Fernals on third, Carter Moen on second. Here's the pitch from Gustafson, and a swing and a miss there by number two, Easton Fernals. Easton came around and scored twice in the ballgame, had a two RBI double to left center field his last at bat. That was a well-hit ball over the center fielder's head. This one he hits the left field, and it's caught on a line drive by the left fielder, Soleski. Wow, what a catch by McCrae Soleski. That wasn't a pop-up off the bat of Fernals. That was a line drive to left field, and it looked like it was tailing a bit, but Soleski makes the catch to end the inning. So for Madison in that inning, they get one run on one, two, three hits, no errors, and they leave one on. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the top of the fourth inning with McCrae coming to bat. Madison leads 16-0. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Madison has a 16-0 lead over the McCrae Junior Legion team. Number 13 batting, this is Beckett Gustafson, the pitcher. And I think we got some changes here for Madison. Easton Fernals is coming in to pitch, I believe. Now this is Easton pitching, and there's a called strike three. So Fernal strikes out Gustafson for the first out. And let's see what the other changes are here. If I can catch everyone's number. Kahn. Let's see, lineup change. Smith in for, here's a pop-up down the first baseline in foul territory, and the first baseman for Madison makes the catch. Number 22, Alex Nyans, makes the catch in foul territory. Got a lot of changes for Madison here. Thank you. Got a lot of changes for Madison here. Coach Tony Abrahamson from Canby just gave me the lineup card there for the next game. He's an organized guy, let me tell you. Gives me a typed out lineup card. Love it. Two outs. Number 14 batting. This is Schubert. And Easton pitch is high for ball. So we got a number of changes here for Madison. If I can get the guy's name, Alex Nyans is over at first base. That I know for sure. Carter Young is in the game. Here's a pitch down low to number 14. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Easton Fernals pitching. Curveball swing and a miss, struck him out. What a job by Fernals. Coming in, release, striking out two batters there. So for McCrae, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning with Madison coming to bat. We'll be right back.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Memorial Field here in Redwood Falls. Madison leading 16-0. We had wholesale changes there last thing. I want to thank Linda Young for helping me out there, getting make sure everybody's in the right position. We'll do that when they come to bat here. So looks like number 20 is batting for Madison here. And number 20, Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith is batting, left-handed batter. Got a new pitcher here for McCray, number 5. And that's Emmett Mock. So Mock is the new pitcher here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Madison leading 16-0. And Mock's pitch to Cooper Smith is a strike. Some big innings for Madison, the first couple innings for sure. And Mock in his windup in the pitch is outside for a ball. Got Cooper Smith, and number 22 is on deck. That's Alex Nyans for Madison. Mock's pitch, swing and a miss. There by number 20, Cooper Smith. His first at-bat in the game. Mock delivers, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cooper goes down swinging here in the fourth. One out. And it brings up Alex Nyans, I believe, number 22, left-handed batter as well. Alex got the long hair going in the back of his helmet there. It looks cool. I had long hair like that, but I grew up in the 70s, so. Here's the pitch, and that's high for a ball. Oh, a strike called, Alex. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up after the game. Mock delivers to Nyans, swing and a miss by Alex. So Coach Jared Royland getting some of the younger players in here in the last couple innings. With Madison leading 16-0. Pitch in the dirt for a ball. Friday I'll be back here in Redwood Falls for the 5 o'clock game for sure. Maybe another game. Depends who wins or loses. Hawks pitch to Alex. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So back-to-back strikeouts there for McCray's Emmett Mock. two outs. And here's number eight, Colin Heinicke. Heinicke batting his first at bat. The pitch is a strike. Umpire's shirt getting a little wet. He's a little sweaty out there. He's got to be a little warm in the sun. But I'm not in the sun. Pitch inside. The Heinicke. Heinicke has been running the bases for Carson most of the game, so he's got a dirty uniform. But this is his first at-bat in the game. Heinicke, the curveball in there. That broke pretty good by Mock. We'll have a second game, probably a half hour, 45 minutes after the conclusion of this game. We'll have Camby and Montevideo. You want to pass the word? Camby listeners and Montevideo listeners, there's a strike to Heinicke. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Madison leading 16-0 in this playoff elimination game. Next pitch is ball. Full count. Full count to number eight, Heinicke. Here's the pitch. And he hits it to first. Oh, off the right field, just out of the reach of the first baseman. Heinicke with a base hit. I had a good view of that. The first baseman for McCray Klein, who's in just out of his reach. It was a line drive to the second base side, and just out of the reach of the McCray's first baseman. So Heinicke on first base. Here's number 14 batting his first at bat. This is Owen Meyer. Owen Meyer at the plate for Madison, swinging a miss for strike one. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, gets by the catcher, and Heinicke will trot down to second base. Number five, pitching, Emmett Mock. Hope I'm saying the last name right there. In relief, third pitcher of the game for McCray. Here's a ground ball to the right side of the field. That's going to sneak through there out to right field. Coach Royland's going to hold Heinicke at third. So base hit. Nice piece of work there by Owen Meyer. With a two outs. Now we've got, see who we got batting here. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch to number 21. And that's Carter Young. Carter Young takes a swing and a miss for strike one. Carter Young batting for Schliemann. Runners on the corners. The pitch. High and outside for ball two. This is Carter Young's first at bat in the game as well. Madison put up 11 runs in the first inning. Next pitch, strike. Nice pitch by Mock. Paul Ramo here in Redwood Falls tonight. Junior American Legion baseball playoffs. Both games tonight are elimination games. Here's a swing and fall back to the backstop. A lot of Camby fans sitting to the right side here. Montevideo fans coming as well. They'll play next. You'll hear that game right here on Q92. But before that, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show. And the pitch down low for a ball to Carter Young, number 21. Carter Young at the plate for Madison. Runners on the corners. The pitch in the dirt for a ball. 3-2 to Carter. On deck is Ryan Bierke. If Carter Young could get a hit here. Here's the pitch. And there's called strike three. Called strike three. So that inning, how about that? Emmett Mock struck out three Madison batters. And so we're going to go to the top of the fifth inning of the 10-run rule in effect. Madison leading 16-0. We'll be right back.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home,
commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramel back here in Redwood Falls, and we're in the top of the fifth inning. And pitching for Madison. And here's the pitch, and this is Bryson Danzeason now pitching for Madison. Pitching number three for McCray. Is Austin Olson. It's the 7, 8, and 9 batters. Austin Olson batting. Here's the pitch from Danzeason. That's down low. Madison, 16 runs in this ball game. They beat McCray earlier in the season, 10-0. Here's a high pop-up down the left field line. That's going to go out of play. The Montevideo ball players are watching the ball bounce right in front of them there in foul territory. Number 3 batting. Austin Olson. And there's a swing and a miss for strike three. Nice pitch there by Danzeason. So Madison two outs away from advancing into the playoffs here. And they will play Friday. McCray's number 10 at the plate. And that is Colton Marcus, his first at-bat in the ball game. Colton Marcus batting. We have our Neonitos post-game show coming up. Here's the pitch from Danzeason. Swing and a miss for strike three. That was three straight pieces. How about Danzeason coming in? Back-to-back strikeouts for Bryson. Number 38 for McCray at the plate. This is Kleinhusen. There's a strike. Kleinhusen batting. One out away from a victory for Madison. And that'll McCray pitches high by Danzeason. Third pitcher of the game for Madison. Here's the windup and the pitch. And that's a strike. One ball, two strikes. One more pitch. Danzeason. See if you can have him. Mow him down in here. Striking out the side. And that's inside. Danzeason struck out Olson and Marcus. Klein, who's in now. 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on the miss. He struck out the side in relief. He's fighting for a player. He wants a t-shirt. He wants a player of the game t-shirt. Madison wins it 16-0 in five innings. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Hey, welcome back to Redwood Falls, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. In our first game, elimination game in Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs, Madison 16-0 over McCray. Line scores read, Madison 16 runs, had 17 hits, no errors, so that 4 on base, and no runs and 1 hit, 2 errors, and McCray left 3 on base. Ryan Bierke collected 3 hits in 3 at-bats for Madison. Bierke tripled in the first inning, doubled in the second inning, and singled in the third inning. And Ryan Bierke will be our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Madison also had 11 runs in the first inning. If you're with us, the first inning, 11 runs. Carter Moen singled. Tanner Tilbury singled. Max Young threw a walk, scored one run. Bryson Danzeason ground out, scored a run. Evan Schliemann singled. Then Bierke tripled. Then Max Young doubled, scoring 3 runs. Max Young hit a bases loaded double. And so that was all the action in the first inning. Carter Moen got picked up the win for Madison. He gave up 1 hit and no runs over 2 innings. Just an impressive game here for Madison. So Ryan Bierke is our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game and gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway Value Meal. And our WOW Auto Wash Play of the Game. I'm going to go with Max Young's bases clearing triple in the first inning. And Max cleared the bases with his was actually a double, Max Young's double in the first inning, clearing the bases. That was a big hit for Madison in that first inning. So Madison stays alive, and they will play Friday right back here in Redwood Falls at 7 o'clock. They'll play the winner of Canby or Montevideo, and Canby and Montevideo coming up next here on Q92. So we'll take maybe a half hour, 45-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have Canby and Montevideo in another Junior American Legion elimination game. So back to you at the studio. We'll be back in about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto & Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.